So today's sugya is a geshmaka. You saw this the sugya, as you saw from the post. And it's a two-stage sugya. We're going to do it into two shiurim, today and tomorrow. And it gets into the fundamental internal analysis of what a ma'aseh kedushin is. Up until now, all the sugyas in kedushin have been discussing the instrument of kedushin, namely kesef, shtar and bia. But we've been discussing kesef, the ma'os kesef. But now the Gemara in Kedushin on Daf Hei Amud Beis is going to shift gears and now start discussing the other components of a performance of a Ma'aseh Kedushin, which is the Nesina and the Amira. And from this sugya that we're going to have today and tomorrow, we're going to get a very strong foundational glimpse of what exactly is included in a Ma'aseh Kedushin. And more importantly, also, this is for tomorrow, the implications for what constitutes an Amira in Kedushin, and what the role and function of an Amira is in Kedushin. So in a standard situation of Kedushin, a husband comes along, he goes to the Isha, and he does what we call an Esinas Kesef, an Esinas Maos, and an Amira. What is the Amira? Hare Adu Kedeshes Li B'Tabazu Kedas Moshe V'Yisrael. He does an Esina and Amira. We'll call this two other components besides for the Kesef component. He has the component of Nesina and a component of Amira. But the question of our sugya is going to be, who has to be behind the performance of this Nesina and this Amira? That's going to be the exact issue, and we're going to discuss exactly what halacha these components are rooted in. So as a backbone to the sugya, before we start the Tosefta and Daf Hei Amud Beis, let's start with the Tosefta. The Tosefta and Hei Amud Beis, it's not a Braisa, it's a Tosefta. If you look on the side, not a Braisa. The Tosefta brings down different situations of a kiddushin, and the Gemara and the Braisa says, the Tosefta says that in case one, if a chassan says nasan and amar, nasan hu v'amar hu, he does the nesina and he also does the amira, the vada kiddushin, as we have on the board, thanks to Avi, vada mikudeshes, nasan hu v'amar hu, he's two for two, that's thanks to me, two for two, nasan hu v'amar hu, vada mikudeshes, he fulfilled both components of the kiddushin. On the other extreme, the Tosefta says that if this Baal takes the Kesef and he does the Nesina, and the Isha does the Nesina, and the Isha also does the Amira, she says, she gives him the money and she says, Hare at Mikudesh, ani Mikudesh eslecha. So in this case, the husband is 0 for 2, and it's a Vaday Eina Mikudeshes. That's the Seifa of the Tosefta. So those are the two extremes of the cases. Says the Gemara, but each one of these cases, the Reish and the Seifa, are meduyuk, an implication that are sosar one another. It sounds like from the Reisha that you have to do both components. The husband has to do both components. And Mashiankin, if he just does one less, he just do, a Nustan Hu and Amrahi, he just does the Nesina, and she does the Amira. It sounds like it would not be a good Kiddushin. But the Seifa sounds like the opposite. As long as she doesn't do both, if he just does one of the components, even if he just does the Nasanhu, and then she does the Amrahi, it would be a good Kiddushin. So what's the baseline of the Halacha? Does he have to do both, or can he even do partial? And because of the Reisha and the Seifa, we come out with a Stira in the middle case of when it's Nasanhu, the Amrahi, where he performs the Nesina, and she's the one who does the Amira, and the Braisa, the Tosefta, asks us as a Kasha. And the Gemara says, Rapapa raises this issue, and the Gemara gives two terutzim, and we're going to zero in on the second teretz. The second teretz says that Enachanami, this middle case where he performs the Nesina, and she, the Isha, does the Amira, is a Safek Mikudeshes, where it's a Safeku, the Chashina Midrabana, where Machmir, that it's a Mikudeshes, but really Midoraisa, it should be a Safek Mikudeshes. Safek Mikudeshes is the middle case of Nasanhu V'Amrahi. Now, we have to analyze this middle case where he does the Nesina and she does the Amira. So first, before we do that, we first have to understand under what halacha is driving this issue of Nesina and Amira. So if you recall from Dal Amud Beis, this is step one, Dal Amud Beis tells us that had I not had the Gzeres HaKasav of Ki Yikach Ish Isha, I would have thought that the man or the woman could perform the Nesina and Amira. There's no difference between the Isha or the man. It's only because of the Gzeres HaKasav of Ki Yikach, says the Gemara in Daf Daled, that we know the husband has to do something. That's why this Gemara right now, this Tosefta, is discussing, so what is that something? What components does the husband have to do? And this is all rooted in the halacha of ki yikach. What is included in the halacha of ki yikach that the husband has to perform in order to effect a chalos kiddushin? So that's the starting point of the sugya. It's all under the gzeiras hakasa of ki yikach. And the question is, so what components are in ki yikach? Certainly if he does nasan and amar hu, certainly good. She does both, certainly not good. That's ki tikach. What if he does the nisina, but she does the amira? Does that satisfy ki yikach or not? That's the parameters of the sugya. So, step two, the Tosfos Rid and the Rush, the Rashba and the Ran, Rov Rishonim hold as follows, and this is what we're going to be working with for this year. Rov Rishonim say that the Gemara is only clearing about Nasan Hu Ve'Amrahi, where he performs the Nisina and she does the Amira. But certainly, in the other alternative case, which we didn't write on the board, of Nasan Hi, Ve'Amar Hu, everyone agrees that's not Mikudeshes. That's a big zero. He did one out of two. He did do the Amira. She did the Nisina. But no, say all these Rishonim, and the Barnat explains this as well. When it comes to Kiyikach, at the very, very least, the husband has to be the one who is doing the Nisinas Hamos. Nisina is Me'akev 100%. And in fact, the Ran points out, that's exactly why the Gemara never ever entertained this fourth case as a possibility of Suffolk. The only case the Gemara is willing to entertain as a Suffolk Mikudeshes is where he did the Nisina at the very least. The only Shaila is Amira. Is Amira included or not? That's going to be our discussion today. But Nisnasnehi Amar Hu, for sure, not a valid condition because she did the Nisina. And as the Granat says and others explain, because like any time you do a Maisa Kinyan, the Kone has to be the one to do the Nisina. He has to want to provide the Kesef. So Kiddushin, at the very least, is a Maisa Kinyan, which the husband has to perform and supply the Nisina Sakesef, and therefore, Nasna He would for sure be off limits because he did not do the Nisina. The only Shaila at hand, we're narrowing down what we're Shaila is Nasan Hu, the Amra He. And the real question is how does Amira relate to Kiyikach? Certainly Nisina is included in Kiyikach, but what about Amira? That's the Shaila, that's where we're starting point. Okay? Everyone has that? Okay. So the Gemara concludes that there's a Suffolk Mikudeshes. And the Rishonim have two different Mahalchim for how to understand the Tzadim in this Suffolk of Nasan Hu Ve'Amrahi. What are the two Tzadim in this Suffolk? We're going to have the Mahalch of the Ran, which is complemented by the Ran and the Darim, Daf Lamed. And then we're going to have the second Mahalch is going to be the Mahalch of the Me'iri. And after we explain both Mahalchim, we'll show that there are two Nafkaminas, if we have time, between these two Mahalchim. But let's first set up the Shita Saran, and we're going to keep in mind two issues each time we do the Mahalch. One issue is, how does Amira relate to Kiyikach? Is it included in Kiyikach or not? And issue number two is, what exactly do we mean when we say the word Amira? Right now we're using Amira as a category. You have to do an Amira. What is the function, what is the role of Amira in the Kiddushin process? So let's do the Shitas Haran. The Ran says as follows. This is on Daf Aleph on Beis in Daf Yerif. Both Tzadim of our Gemara maintain that Nasan Hu Ve'Amrahi, that Amira is a Chelek of Kiyikach. Both Tzadim understand that. And really, B'Yisod HaDvarim, the husband, the Baal, has to perform the Nesina and the Amira of Kiddushin. He has to say Arayat Mekdeshesli. And, so what's the Shaila over here? So the Ran says, well, let's take a case of a standard situation of Kiddushin. Anytime a man does an Nesina and he does the Amira, how do we know that the woman accepts this L'Shem Kiddushin? Because of Shtika Kehoda. He gave her an Nesina. He says, I want to marry you. Harayat Mekdeshesli. She doesn't refute him. So she's a Shtika Kehoda. She's being Megala Das. Through her shtika, she's revealing her acceptance by being quiet. So says the Ran, the same thing is true when it comes to this case. Nasan Hu, and she says, Hareyad Mekudeshes Lecha, if he's not going to refute her, and he's just going to be shosik, so again, we can apply the principle of shtika kehoda, and he is accepting this, he's doing this nesina, al smach what she just said, and therefore he is satisfying Amira, says the Ran. This is the equivalent of Nasan Hu v'Amar Hu, because he is, through his shtika kehoda, through this context of him not arguing with her, he's being maskin l'dvareha. And even though she was the one who uttered the words, Hare ani mikudesh shlecha, but since he was shosek, shtika is kehoda. So what's clear in this Ran is two fundamental points. Number one is that Amira is included in Kiyikach. And number two is that the husband is satisfying what we call Amira in this case. But how is he satisfying it? We would have thought that he has to actually say it. So this is where the Ran is being mechadish, a new klal. There's a chakir in how to understand Amira. We would have thought the Havamina would have been maybe that Amira calls for a bitui sfasayim, a formal declaration of Hare at mekudeshes li. That's what we would have thought. And in this case of Nasan Huva Amrahi, he didn't do that formal declaration. But says the Ran, that's not how Amira is defined in Halacha by Kiddushin. Amira doesn't mean that you have to actually do a bitui sfasayim, a formal nusach, a formal declaration of Hare at mekudeshes li. Rather, Amira is just a gilui das. It's a revelation of the das of the Baal. So classically speaking, in a Kiddushin case, when I say Hareath Mikudeshesli, I do the Nesina and I do Hareath Mikudeshesli. So I'm verbalizing my das, and everyone can understand, and my das is revealed. But even in this situation, says the Ran, when I'm not saying the words Hareath Mikudeshesli, she's the one who's saying it. But because I'm being shosik, and there's a shtika kehoda, and all I need, this is crucial, for Amira, is just a gilui das of the Baal, that he wants to do this Hashem Kiddushin. So once I am being shosek in response to her, Amira, that satisfies Amira in Hilchas Kiddushin, says the Ran. And so the husband effectively did a Nesina, and he even did an Amira, because he doesn't have to actually verbalize that he wants to be Mekudesh to her, as long as it's the das is Nisgale, that this is what he wants to do. And the das is clear and evident, says the Ran. Shtika kehoda. Says the Ran, so then what's the other side of the Gemara? Why should it be an invalid Kiddushin? So if you look at the Ran, it's klar. The Ran says, Enechanami, really? The other side, it should be glat. He did the Nesina, and he did what we call the Amira now, because Amira is defined as Gilui Das. So what's lacking by her saying the Amira? Everything is good. Nesina and Amira is taken care of. So the Chazon Ish in Kuf Mem Ches says you have to look at the Ran and the Darim. The Ran is a person who wrote in many areas. The Ran and Darim Daf Lamed speaks about our case. He actually goes to our case. He quotes our Gemara on Hayam Abayz, which you've seen before this Ran, and he explains to us what exactly is the potential chisaron in Nasan Hu V'Amrahi. Says the Ran that whenever you define a Kiddushin process, it has to be from the perspective of the husband. The Isha's role in a Kiddushin, the Lashon of the Ran is that the husband is being machnis her into his Rishus, and she has to just simply be maskemes the Kiddushi ha'ish. She's mevatel her das, veritzona, and she treats herself as a habal kedavar shel hefker. And the husband is the one who has to be the active, this is the key word, active participant in being machnis the Isha into his Rishus. That's how the Ran understands Kiddushin in general. That she is just allowing herself to be taken. She's been mevatel her das, mevatel her ratzon. Once she's mevatel her das and she's kenases kehefker, says the Ran, the husband is one who's being poel, the knisa l'rishuso. She can't be machlis herself. He has to take her from her rishus. So says the Chazon Ish, and this is what was going to complement our Ran over here, that's the chisaron of Nasan Hu V'Amrahi. It's true. He did the Nesina. And it's true. He did the Amira, because of Shtika Kehoda, and it's a Gilui Das. Amira just needs the Gilui Das. But how did the Gilui Das become initiated? Who set up the Gilui Das? What was the context that caused us to see his Gilui Das? Says the Ran, the Isha. Had it not been for the Isha's Amira, we wouldn't be able to even say Shtika Kehoda. Had the Isha not set up and facilitated the Gilui Das of the husband, we wouldn't have been able to derive his Das. It's only because the Isha was the one who said, Hare Mekudeshes Lecha, and he was silent, That's when we were able to derive the das of the Baal. So says the Ran, Enachanami, the husband, he is satisfied the Sina, he satisfied Amira. But because the Isha was the one who facilitated and set up the Gilui Das, that, says the Ran, has a tzad of Eina Mikudeshes. Because she's not playing a passive role anymore. She's playing an active role. She is setting up the Gilui Das of the Baal. And says the Ran, Lefidus Chazanish, that's going to be goof of the Shiloh of our Gemara, of Nasan Huv Amrahi. Is the fact that the Isha saying the Amira and setting up his shtika to agree to this Kiddushin, is that a consideration of her being too active? Is that him still being machnis her into his rishus, and it would be a good Kiddushin? Or no, the fact that she set up this context and she was the one who initiated the Amira so that he can respond with being quiet, is that considered an active participation of the Isha, which is a violation of Kitikach? It has to be that he is being machnis her into his rishus, not that she is being machnis herself into his rishus. And by saying the Amira and him being quiet, maybe that's her being machnis herself into the rishus and not being a hefker, a darashal hefker, and not being a passive party in this maisa kedushin. Ad kan divrei Haran. So before I take questions for clarifications and kashas, let's just make sure we have it. It comes out lefi the Ran. Two assumptions. Hold on to these two assumptions. Two assumptions come out of the sugya of Nasan Huva Amrahi. Suffolk Mikudesha. Sam, you listening? You got this? Ready? Says the Ran. Two assumptions. Number one is that Amira is a chelek of Kiyikach. It's learned out from the Gzeres HaKasa of Kiyikach, and the husband has to perform the Amira and the Nesina. Assumption number two, Amira doesn't mean a formal declaration. Rather, all it means is a Gilui Das of the Baal. Generally speaking, when I say Harei HaMikdash Asli, I'm being Megala my Das. It's true, I did it through a verbalization, but that's not what I need for Amira. All I need is a Gilui Das of the Baal. So when she says Amrahi, he is being quiet. That provides us with a Gilui Das, and that's why there's a Tzad that's a good Kiddushin. The only reason, step three, that this is a Tzad of Eina Mikudeshes is because she was the one who set up the Gilui Das. And that may, says the Gemara, is a suffix, that may constitute a not being a passive party in the Kiddushin. And since the Isha has to be the passive party, she can't be machnis herself into his rishus. That's why there's a tzad that this is Eino Mikudeshes. Yes, Stam, how are you?
If you're still holding it to his Amira, then how can you time that she's being machnis herself into his rishus?
Because the only way for us to generate his Amira, which we're defining, which the Ryan is defining as a Gilui Das, is because she initiated that Amira.
There's his Amira. That means he's being machnas her into his rishus.
But it's all. But this is the Chiddush. The only reason why you have his Das, his Gilui Das, and his Amira check on Amira is because it's dependent upon her saying the Amira first.
But he's also being active.
He's also being active, but she's also being active.
Then her being active is Mevato, his being active.
Not Mevato. The fact that she's being active at all. She has to be completely passive. That's goof of the Shaila. Is this act considered a passive player? Your mom is hitting on, that's exactly the point. That's exactly the Gemara's point. Is her Amira still qualify as him being the active party and her being the passive one? Because at the end of the day, he's doing everything. Or no, because she initiated the Gilui Das, she's now called an active party. Not being Mevato, but she's being active. That's already enough. Because according to the Ran in the Dharm Daf Lamed, she has to Mevatel her Das, Ritzona, and just be Hefker. She's not doing that here. She is inputting too much information. She's inputting too much activity. She's supposed to be a Dover Shal Hefker. This is the Shita of the Ran, the Mahalach of the Ran. Two assumptions of the Ran. Yes, Deanna.
What's the getter of inputting, we'll say, more than making herself after? Meaning, let's say the guy says, there are Kiddushin today. She says, yes, 100%. Is that also?
No, that's a good question. Excellent. If he does a full-fledged Kiddushin, Mamash a full-fledged Kiddushin, Harebu Kiddushin, Nesina, and Harebu Kiddushin, then in a Chanami. What she does afterwards, we'll see in a second. We'll see soon, maybe not, but we'll see. For now, that should be good. If he says, I'm giving you cast of Harebu Kiddushin, and she says, oh, I want to say the same thing, Harebu Kiddushin, no problem. Because there, his Amira, his Nesina, his Amira, is independent of hers. He doesn't need to come on to her Amira. He said it in a vacuum. Even if she didn't say anything, it would have been good. Here is the kunz. Here, she's the one who said the Amra to set up his Shtika Kehoda. It's like fascinating. Sam, you here? Jace? In? Okay, great. What? I didn't hear what he said. Okay, any cup. You win some, you lose some. Okay, Mahalach number two. I should have done one. It's 11:45. Okay, Mahalach number two is the Me'iri. The Me'iri is going to set up the suffix of this Gemara of Nasan Huva Amrahi. Natanel, you good? He's going to set up this suffix of Nasan Huva Amrahi in a different way than the Ran. And this Me'iri is going to argue on each one of the two assumptions we just said in the Ran. Don't forget, don't worry, you don't have to remember it. I'll remind you again. He's going to argue on each one of these two assumptions of the Ran. Says the Me'iri, the Gemara's Shaila of Nasan Hu, the Amrahi, whether it's a good Kedushin or not, is Gufa asking whether or not Amira is included in Kiyikach or not. The Tzad to say that Kedushin is valid is that the only thing that's required in Kiyikach that the husband has to perform is only the Nesina. The Amira is not included in Kiyikach. That's the Tzad to say that it's Mekudeshes. And therefore, even if the Isha is saying Amrahi, it doesn't matter. It doesn't hurt us. Because the fact that all he has to do is do a Nesina. And that's what he did. This is in contradistinction to the first assumption of the Ran, who held that in both Tzadim, of course Amira is included in Kiyikach, but he satisfied it. No, says the Me'iri, on argument one on that first assumption, is that the Tzad of Mekudeshes only requires Nesina. You don't even need an Amira to begin with. She can say Amira all day long. It doesn't matter. What's the Tzad of Mekudesh, of not Mekudeshes? Why is Dasan Huvamrahi not good? Says the Me'iri, because Amira is included in Kiyikach. And the husband has to do both the Nesina and the Amira. So now, watch this. This sets up argument number two. So the Me'iri is saying the reason why the Kedushin is not valid is because the husband has to do the Nesina and the Amira. We just finished saying in the Ran that once she does the Amira, that sets up the Gilui Das of the husband, and the husband has satisfied Nesina and Amira, because the Amira of the Isha sets up him responding with a Shtika, and now he satisfied Amira, which the feed around was because of a Gilui Das, because Amira just needs a Gilui Das. It doesn't need a formal declaration. But if the Me'iri is telling us that the Tzad, the Chisaron of Eina Mekudeshes, of Nasan Hu, the Amrahi, is that he didn't perform the Amira, even though we just finished saying that there is a Gilui Das, Al Korchach, Muchach Mavur in the Me'iri, that he understands like the other Tzad of the Chakira, that Amira, if it's included in Kiyikach, means a Bitui Svasayim. It needs a formal declaration, a formal Nusach, a Dibur on the part of the Baal to say, Hare At Mekudeshes Li. Therefore, if the man does the Nesina and she does the Amira, even though the Amira of Hare At Mekudeshes Lecha is generating me to be quiet and agreeing, and Lechora, the Edom, everyone around us sees that there is a Gilui Das of the Baal, it doesn't matter. It's ineffective. Because the Gzeres HaKasav of Kiyikach includes Amira, and number two, Amira means a Bitui Svasayim. It means a Dibur. Does everyone know what it means to say Bitui Svasayim? An expression of the lips. You have to actually enunciate and say the words, a Nusach, a formal declaration of Hare Ad Mekudeshes Li. So it comes out Lefi the Me'iri. Those are the two tzadim of the Gemara. Really, Amira means a Bitui Svasayim, a formal declaration. The Shaila of the Gemara is just whether or not that Amira was included in Kiyikach or not. If it wasn't included in Kiyikach, it's a good Kiddushin. He did the Nesina, he doesn't have to do this formal declaration. If it is included, then even though we know Umdun de Muchach, that he wants to this for the Shem Kiddushin, he didn't utter the words, the formal declaration, the formal Nusach of Hareyat Mekudeshes Li, and therefore it's Eino Mekudeshes. So each one of these Tzadim of the Me'iri is arguing on the Ran's whole Hanacha. So let's summarize the two points of contention, and then we'll do a quick Hesber, which is already, Mnei Ube already said it, and then we'll do two Nafkaminas. So in summary, what we have is, every time you do a Gemara, and you have two Mahalchim, you do each Mahalch separately, and then afterwards you notice the points of contention between the two. So right now we just did the two Mahalchim separately, and I showed you along the way what the Me'iri was arguing on, but now let's summarize it in a nice way. It comes out there are two points of contention between the Ran and the Me'iri. One point of contention is whether or not Amira is included in Kiyikach. The Ran held, lefi both Tzadim, that Amira is included in Kiyikach. It's just a shaila of whether or not she's participating too much. Is she being an active party by setting up the Amira or not, the setting up the Gilui Das of the husband or not? So the Ran holds that Amira is included in Kikach. The Meiri is arguing and saying, he has a tzad, that Amira is not included in Kikach. That's one, Nikudas HaMachlokas. And the second Nikudas HaMachlokas is, what exactly does Amira mean in Halacha? What is the word, what is the condition of Amira mean in Halacha? The Ran maintained that if he both studim of the Gemara, Amira is simply a hechitimtza for the Gilui Das of the Baal. When the husband says, Harei Mekdesh Esli, he's just simply revealing the Das of the Baal. And that's true if he all that studim. The only chisaron, the possible chisaron in the case of Nazanu Vamrahi, is that she is setting up that Gilui Das. But Amira, Amira means Gilui Das. The Meiri is arguing on the Ran on the second point and saying that no, Amira is defined as a bitui sasayim, a formal declaration, a nusach of Harei Mekdesh Esli, and that's the chisaron of Nasanu Va'amrahi. Even though I know exactly what he wants, because the umdan demuchach, but lemaisa he didn't utter the words Harei Mekdesh Esli, and that's a chisaron. Okay, so those are the two points of contention. Let's be masver in a very straightaway way, and then we'll do two nafkaminas to bring out this these two nafkaminas. So, in terms of the first Nikudas HaMachlokas, is Kiyikach a chelek of, is Amira a chelek of Kiyikach or not? So this is a very standard approach. The Fidaran, Nesina is a chelek of Kiyikach. What that means is that Nesina is a chelek of the Maisik Kedushin. And so if the Ran now is arguing that Amira is also a chelek of Kiyikach, that the husband has to perform, that means that the Ran understands that there are two components that comprise the Maisik Kedushin, the Maisik Kicha. The actual Maisa Kedushin is comprised of two components. The Nesina, the act, and the Amira of Harei Af Mekudesh Esli. The Meiri, who says that on that one side that Amira is not included in Kiyikach, will understand that the Maisa Kicha, the Maisa Kedushin performed by the Baal, is simply a Nesina. So what's the role of Amira? We know that by Mekach Umemkar, you don't need an Amira. There's something Miyuchadik by Kedushin, that you needed a Mira. Where is that coming from? It's not coming from the Maisik Kedushin, the Meiri says. It's not in Yikach. So where is it coming from? So Al Korchach, in the Meiri, you have to say that what is distinguished between a Kedushin case and a Mekach Umemkar? By Kedushin, we have Eidei Kiyum. We have Eidei Kiyum. And in order for the Eidim to be Mekayim Hadavar and to observe a Maisik Kedushin, they have to know the conditions of the case. So one of those things is the Das Habal. We have to know that he wants to do this L'shem Kedushin. So according to the Meiri, if Amira is not a chelik of Kiyikach, what it means to say is that it's just a t'nai in the Chalos Kedushin. It's in order for the Edim to be able to observe that there's Das Habal here. There's Das Habal here. And once they're able to observe that there's Das Habal here, it's able to be a Chalos Kedushin. But it's not a chelik of the Maisa Kedushin. So that's going to be the hezber between the Ran and the Meiri. When we say the role of Amira, is Amira a chelek of Kiyikach Dahainu? It's a chelek of the Maisik Kedushin that is done by the Baal. That's the Ran. Or no, Amira is just a din study, an external din in Eden. And that's just a t'nai in the Chalos Kedushin. That's why I need Amira. That's the pshat in the Meiri of where Amira fits in into a Kedushin. Oh, that's right. But we're working on that side. That's right, the Rashba has a different... But right now we're just working with Amiri. His son, this is the Das of the Baal right now. We're talking about Das of the Baal. The Eidim have to know the Das of the Baal is the Shem Kedushin. Das Aisha may be a different discussion. Okay, one second. And the second point of contention, which I basically already built into the Sugya, is Ran is holding... What is the definition of Amira in a Kedushin process? So we had two possibilities. The Fida Ran, Amira is defined as a Gilui Das Ba'alma, a revelation of Das, a display of the Baal's Das, L'shem Kedushin. Whereas the Meiri is maintaining that Amira means a Bitui Svasayim, a formal declaration of Harei Mekudesh Esli. I just summed it up again in different words. Okay? Yes, who asked it? You? Stam? You had a question?
What's the difference between the second Tzad of the Meiri and the Ran? They both need to give
it
that.
So it comes out, this will be a good segue for the two nafkaminas. It comes out there are two, there's a machlokas in what the chisaron is of Nasan Huva Amrihi. What is that Tzad Chisaron that is Eina Mekudeshes? Lefi the Ran, you did a Gilui Das, the husband did a Nesina, he did an Amira, he has a Gilui Das. The Chisaron is that she set him up and she is doing a Tikach. She's being machmas herself into his Rishus by setting up the Gilui Das. According to the Meiri, the Chisaron is not coming from a Kitikach. The Miri, we don't have any precedent for this Ran and Adarim. We don't know if the Miri agrees to this Ran and Adarim. Adrava, he's not agreeing to the Ran and Adarim. He doesn't come on to that for the reason why it's Inam Mikudeshes. According to the Miri, the reason why Nasan Huva Amrihi is Inam Mikudeshes is because the husband has to do a Bitui Svasayim. He didn't do a declaration of Harayat Mikudeshesli. Since Amira is a Chelik of Kiyikach on this side, and the husband and Amira means a Bitui Svasayim, even though we know what he holds because of the Shtika Koda, it doesn't matter if he's the Meiri. The Chisaron of Nasan Huva Amrihi is that he did not declare verbally, formally, Harei Ad Mekudeshesli. I'm in the Tzad of Eina Mekudeshes now.
I was in Tzad of
Mekudeshes. Amir is not even a Chelek of Yikiyikach. It's not a Chelek of
Yikiyikach. You don't need Amir at all.
You need Amir just for Edom.
Wait, is that what the Ran holds also?
No, the Ran is saying Amir in both Tzadim is a Chelek of Yikiyikach.
Is it not called the Gilead Das? That's our question. Is it called the Gilead Das?
In the who? Ran?
The Ran and that's Tzad of Meiri.
In the Tzad, yes, correct. Correct. According to the Ran.
And why didn't Tagal according to the Ran?
Because it's a Chelek of Kiyikach.
So why?
Who are you in? Are you in the Ran? Which Tzadim are you in?
Well, why?
Oh, who are you in? I just don't know who you are.
Ran.
Which Tzadim?
It's Gilead Das. Why do I need it? Why is it a Chelek of Kiyikach?
No. Amira is a Chelek of Kiyikach. The husband has to perform the Nesina and the Amira. Step two. How do you define Amira Lefi the Ran? A Gilui Das. And he did both. He did the Nesina and he did the Amira because of Shtika Kehoda. What's lacking? A very specific point. She was the one who set up the Gilui Das and she may be viewed as the active party of being Machlish herself into his Rishus. That's the only Chisar on Lefi the Ran. In the Meiri's world, it's more fundamental. On the Tzad that's Eino Mekudeshes means that Amira is a Chilik of Kiyikach. I did it. No, I didn't do it. Because you need a Bitu Isfasayim Lefi the Meiri. Okay, let's give two nafkaminas to bring out this machlokas, and then tomorrow we're going to get into a very fun, a little bit lighter issue of what Amira means, the nafkaminas that come out of Amira. Very lomdisha shir tomorrow. Okay, so two nafkaminas that come up. Nafkamina number one, the Tur in Evan Ezra Simon Chof Zayin brings down the Shitas Harama, a variation case of Nasan Huv Amrahi. Where the Rama says, in the case of Nasan Huva Amrihi, the man does the Nesina, she's the one who does the Amira, Harei Ani Mekudeshes Lecha, and instead of being quiet, like our Gemara, the husband says, Hein, which means, I affirm, I agree. And the Rama says, Mekudeshes, it works. So the question becomes, does that fit with any one of our Shitas? So this will depend on what exactly is the chisaron of Nasan Huva Amrihi. Nasan Huva Amrihi in our Gemara is a Safik Kiddushin. The Rama is saying that all Tzadim are going to be Mode here, that it is a good Kiddushin. So what does that mean to say? That the Tzad of Eina Mekudeshes of our Gemara is going to be Mode here for some reason. So working with the Ran, who says that the Tzad of Eina Mekudeshes is a good Chazar here, the Tzad of Eina Mekudeshes of Nasan Huva Amrihi, was that really the husband did the Nesina. He satisfied Amira because of a Gilui Das, was of a Shtika Kehoda. And the only Chisaron is that she was setting up his Gilui Das, and that she's an active party. So in this case, says the Chazan, she argues, the same thing will be true here also. This will be the same Chisaron. Because it's true that he said the word Hain. But even if he says the word Hain, Lemaisa, the only way for Hain to be meaningful is in response to her statement of Harei Mekudeshes Lecha. Had she not said the Amira, Hain would just be like a random guy saying Hain. It's only because of the context of her saying Harei Mekudeshes Lecha that Hain has meaning. So we can have the same Shaila again. Just like Argamar has Nasan Huva Amrihi, Shtika Kehoda, it's a good Nesina, it's a good Amira because of Gilui Das, but we're not sure whether or not her setup of the Gilui Das is active or passive. Here too, the fact that she said Harei Mekudeshes Lecha and he added the word Hain should not help us. It should be the same Chisaron. It should still be Megareya. The fact that he said Hain should still be Megareya because she still was the one who set up the Gilui Das. So the Fidaran, same suffix, it would still be a suffix in a Mikudeshes. What about the Fida Me'iri? According to the Me'iri, who said that the Chisaron of Nasan Huva Amrahi was of a Bitui Svasayim, that Amir is a Chelek of Ki'ikach. But he did not utter the words. So at first glance, I would also argue, Hain should not be a valid Amira. He didn't say the words Harei Mikudeshesli. But comes along the Gra, and he says as follows. Says the Gra, we know from Nazir, Hilchos Nazir, where in Nidarim and Nazir, thank you, Jason, in Nazir, there is a halacha by Nazir that you have to do a bitui svasayim. That's hafla. You need an actual haflas haneder, haflas nazirus. You have to actually say the words by nazirus. And the Gemara there says that if a man says, I want to become a nazir, and another person says, amen or hain, he does become a nazir. So says the Gra on this Ramah, that when the husband repeated the word and said hain, that's an amir ma'alya. That's the equivalent al pidin of saying hari ani mikudeshes lecha li hari ani mikudeshes li. So says the Gra, it's very talking now based on our setup. The Me'iri would allow for this Ramah to be mikudeshes because the chisar of nasan huva amrahi in our Gemara was only that he did never said the words hari ani mikudeshes li. But if you understand that the word hain, which al pidin in nazirus, counts as an amir ma'aliyah, and it's a bitui svasayim, he is formally declaring harei mikudeshes li, but in a shortened version called hain, then it would be a valid kedushin according to all shitas. So the Me'iri would say, in this case, there would be a room to argue that the Me'iri would agree that in this case it would be mikudeshes. So as to whether or not nasan hu v'amrihi, with his response of hain, would be a valid kedushin or not, would depend on what the chisaron was of nasan hu v'amrihi, where the Ran would say it's still an invalid kedushin, a suffix, because she was the one that set it up. Whereas the Me'iri would say it's a valid kedushin, assuming like the Gra, that Amir Ma'alya is a bitui svasayim, hain counts as a bitui svasayim. Last nafkamina, any kashas on the first one? I liked your body language on the first one, Diana. He was into it. Okay. Second nafkamina is the Gemara in Daf Vav Ben Aleph. We know we're going to see this tomorrow at length. I'm going to call on you guys tomorrow to really try to give the teretz to the kash, because tomorrow needs a lot of expanding of the mind. This is a little bit more factual today, and a little bit obviously some machlokas and melamdas, but tomorrow is going to be a lot more, you have to like really expand your mind a little bit. So the Gemara Daf Vav Ben Aleph says, we're going to see this next week, Mitzvah Shem, that there's a musag called Asukim Be'oso Inyan. That if a man and woman are having a discussion about getting married, like many of you discussed with Mitzvah Shem, your future kalas, just beforehand, when to get engaged, what?
Learning the
sukkah together. And it's getting far along, it's already 10 dates in, it's already 2 dates in, it's getting far along, and now you want to start discussing shidduchim, and kiddushin, and you start discussing, okay, which hall should we go into, and how should we do the kiddushin? Who should be the masada kiddushin? Of course, our sex, etc. Like you're discussing all the different nuances of kiddushin, and then the husband says, "You know what?" I mean, he doesn't say anything. They're discussing, and husband gets a burst of inspiration. He takes out the ring, and he gives it to her. No words. So the Gemara says over there, "Lefishitas Rabbi Yossi, which we paskin like, asukin beoso inyan." Satisfies the halacha of Amira in Kedushin. We'll discuss tomorrow how, but right now take that as a given that Asukin Be'oso Inyan satisfies the halacha of Amira. The Nesina after an Asukin Be'oso Inyan works. So there's a fundamental machlokish Rishonim. What if Nasan Hu V'Amrahi was done after an Asukin Be'oso Inyan? Would we still have the same suffix of our Gemara? Or no, Asukin Be'oso Inyan is better. It makes it better. So I feel like everyone right now intuitively will say, of course it makes it better. You just told me that Asukin Be'oso Inyan is an Amira. And that's how many Yishonim hold. Tosfos Ri HaZaken, the Me'iri, the Rosh, Tosfos Ri HaZaken, the Me'iri, the Rosh, they all maintain that if you do an Asukin Be'oso Inyan, and then a Nasan Hu, and then she adds the words, Harei Mikudeshes Lecha, so what? Asukin Be'oso Inyan worked. And it's a valid kedushin. Tosfos Rid argues. I'm going to plug it in a second. Tosfos Rid argues Tosafot says, nope. Even if you do an asukin be'oso inyan before the nasan hu ve'amra hi, it's a bad kiddushin. Or it's at least subject to the same suffix we had in our Gemara. It's the same suffix of our Gemara. Suffix ena mikudesh, suffix mikudeshes. It's not a vada kiddushin. So what's the hesber? So the Chazon Ish in Kuf Mem Ches says the following beautiful thing. It depends on how you understand the chisaron of nasan hu ve'amra hi. Working with the Ran, that the chisaron of nasan hu ve'amra hi is that really the husband satisfied Nesina. He satisfied Amira, because Amira just means a gilui das, and he has to go down. He satisfied it. And the only chisaron was that the Isha set up the gilui das, and she was playing an active role, which was a violation of kitikach. So in this case of asukim be'oso inyan, there is a strong tzad to say, you can take it a step further, listen to this, you can take it a step further and say that even though asukim be'oso inyan worked, listen to this carefully, worked for the husband, his amira is satisfied because he has a gilui das, but because the isha verbalized it verbatim, she's enhancing and upgrading the amira to a verbalization. So perhaps relative to his amira, she is more active. It's true asukim be'oso inyan works and qualifies as an amira, because it's a gilui das. They're discussing things, and obviously there's a gilui das that he wants to be mikadesher when he gives her the most. But when she responds back, harei ani mikudesh shlecha, she's taking the component of amira and upgrading it. She's enhancing it. She's now using a full-fledged dibur. That, relative to his amira, which was just a gilui das, may be a more active role. So says the Tosus Rid, he mamash spells this out. It seems like the Kiddushin was Nigmara al Yada. Because she was the one who upgraded the Amira to a full-fledged Amira, she said it verbatim. Although you didn't need that, Mikra Adin. You didn't need to say it, but she said it relative to his Halach of Amira, which was just a Gilui Das, she is more active than him. And so there's a tzad to say it's Enem Mikudeshes. But according to the Meiri, who held that the chisaron of Nasan Huva Amrahi was just simply, he didn't utter the words Hareya Mikudeshesli, because you need a Bitui Svasayim. So Asukim Be'osu Inyan satisfies the Mira, which we'll explain tomorrow how that works if he Bitui Svasayim. He did that. So what if she adds another word Hareya Mikudeshesli? We don't see anywhere in the Meiri that he has this Musug of being active or passive. It should work. It should be effective. And Kachava, Leshitase, the Meiri says that if you do an Asukim Be'osu Inyan followed by a Nasan Huva Amrahi, everyone agrees it's a vada mikudeshes. But the chiddush is in the Ran. Oh, we have to go. And the chiddush is in the Ran that you're enhancing the Amira. Okay, let's chazer, and then you come to me afterwards.
I'm going to miss tomorrow because I